avoiding, being in contact with, somebody who is sneezing or coughing. And again, because in the past, coronaviruses have tended to cross from animals to human beings, although this is not confirmed for this particular one. Again, strict hygiene around food, not being in contact with the animals that may be demonstrating symptoms, not eating uncooked food or poorly cooked food, strict food hygiene, strict hand hygiene, strict respiratory hygiene. If these are practiced, the risk of contracting this infection are reduced.
How susceptible is Zimbabwe to being exposed to the virus?
As long as a country receives travelers, there's always a risk because, again, as I have mentioned, some of the people from the infected areas may travel while demonstrating symptoms. Some may travel before they have any symptoms but develop symptoms after arriving in their country. So Zimbabwe, like any other country that has traveling public between the country and the infected areas, is at risk. So WHO has recommended to all countries to implement certain measures to enhance their preparedness. It's important that any country, including Zimbabwe, should be able to detect this coronavirus, should this be imported in the country. There are standard ways in which, once the virus is confirmed in the country, the patients must be cared for in a manner that will reduce their chances of infecting others. Their health workers should be protected. So surveillance should be intensified so that if any other cases occur, these can be detected within the shortest time possible. Proper messaging to the population, to the communities, what to do, how to identify symptoms, how to minimize transmission between people. All of these guidance has been shared with countries, including Zimbabwe, and we are happy that Zimbabwe is already implementing many of these actions, including ensuring that all the travelers who are coming to Zimbabwe, enough information is collected from them, where they are coming from. For those who are coming from areas that we already know are infected, their details are noted down. So far, none of them has been found to be demonstrating symptoms, but the authorities in Zimbabwe, the health authorities, know where these travelers are going, and they check on them on a daily basis to ensure that they don't develop symptoms, and then give them the right information if they develop symptoms, what to do.
And Zimbabwe's health minister has said that the country is on high alert, and you have just been talking about the methods of actually preventing the spread of the disease. But is it possible to do all those kind of things in countries like Zimbabwe?
Yes, we feel that it is possible. I don't know, maybe if you were able to see, the minister yesterday was at the Harare International Airport, which is where most international visitors arrive in Zimbabwe. The port health workers are already screening all the people coming in. They already detailed records of who is coming from an infected place before reaching Zimbabwe.
I understand that the World Health Organization has not yet declared this a global emergency, yet it is being labeled a very dangerous virus. Can you explain?
So, yeah, you are right. What happens, WHO declares any event a public health of international concern, public health emergency of international concern, is by convening independent experts, people who are experts in the subject matter, to review the evidence, to review the data that may be available, and based on that independent review of the evidence, they then advise the Director General as to whether an event should be declared a public health emergency of international concern or not. The Director General then takes these recommendations into consideration and makes a final decision. So, Earlier this month, sometime last week, this independent group of experts was convened. They looked at the evidence at that time. Their first meeting, they did not reach any conclusion. They continued to meet again a second time. And at that time, they recommended to the Director General that the criteria to declare a public health emergency of international concern had not yet been met. They recognized that the situation in China was very, very serious. They recognized that the situation in the region in which China is was serious, but at that time, the risks for other countries globally did not constitute what would then be a public health emergency of international concern. So that's what the experts recommended to the Director General. The Director General accepted the advice that the experts gave him, and based on that advice, did not declare it a public health emergency of international concern.